One of Iraq's most famous sculptors has returned to Baghdad. Mohammad Khani had left the city at the start of the war in 2003. His works, inspired by the stories from the Arabic classic 1001 Nights, are Baghdad landmarks. Khani left after he was robbed and his son was kidnapped. For years, he resisted pleas to come back, but now he is back, as Jane Araf reports from Baghdad.
Mohammad Khani has had an 82-year-long love affair with Baghdad. For 60 of those years, he's been creating art, including some of the city's best-known sculptures. After 2003, it was too dangerous for him to live here, so he went to Jordan and Bahrain. But now he's come back to, as he puts it, help make this broken city beautiful again. For Khani, Baghdad is a gorgeous woman going through hard times.
Suddenly, I looked carefully. I saw everything dirty. Hair dirty, face dirty, hand dirty. This makes me very, very, very sad.
His Baghdad is the exotic city of 1001 Nights, the famed 14th century Arabic and Persian fables that inspired the fairy tales of Aladdin's Lamp, Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves, and Sinbad the Sailor. Few in the West realize that Baghdad was once the center of learning, science, and culture in the known world. To many in the Middle East, it still is.
You know, all the Arabs, they said, Baghdad, Baghdad, Baghdad. For them, Baghdad's so huge, so big, so proud.
Khani crafted the legendary bronze statue of King Shahryar and Queen Shahrazad, the main characters of the 1001 Nights. He's been commissioned to do four new public sculptures. One will be a fountain built around the bronze calligraphy of a poem. It's an inscription on the tomb of a poet buried in Damascus that says Baghdad will be eternally renewed.
A lot of my friend in Amman told me there's a good chance, not for you, for country, for Iraq, for Baghdad. Go back, work, do something for Baghdad.
In the garden where we sit later, there's the sound of helicopters and sirens. But Khani hears only the nightingales that he missed while away from Baghdad. Birds, he says, don't sing in his adopted homeland.
In Amman, you cannot hear any kind of beautiful songs.
His next project is one he's wanted to do since the 70s, a sculpture of Sinbad the Sailor floating on the Tigris River, his eyes fixed on the horizon.
You know the idea of Sinbad. He traveled outside of Baghdad and come back and go and come and go and come 7 times. Each time he got a problem when he was outside of Baghdad, but he dreamed to return back.
He says every Iraqi who's left since the war is like Sinbad, escaping even as they long to glimpse Baghdad again. For The World, I'm Jane Araf in Baghdad.